We continue to lower the property tax levy. In 2008, the levy was $179 million, and for this year, 2015, it's $139 million. The levy is down 22% since I started as county executive. The rate has come down from $7.28 a thousand to $5.13 a thousand. There are primarily three reasons that we've been able to reduce property taxes in the county. Number one is that mandates continue to go down. Every municipality and school district in the state has complained, and so have I, about the high cost of state mandates. But mandates are coming down, and it's due in large part to the hard cap that was put in place on Medicaid in 2013. We've already saved $7 million in Onondaga County because of that hard cap, and we project a total of $26 million in savings by 2017. Those are real dollars that we don't have to go back to taxpayers to make up. The second reason we're able to lower the levy is because sales tax continues to grow. In 2014, we saw gross sales tax revenues of $337.4 million. That's up $10.2 million over 2013. And as a matter of fact, it's a faster growth rate than 2013, which is indicating a strengthening economy. And I want to give a special shout out to Steve Morgan. Steve, our CFO, and his team projected almost perfectly for our budget what our sales tax revenue would be. It is not an easy task, and I know the legislature relies on those projections, and Steve got it almost perfect this year. And as I have said many times when I've come here before you, sales tax is making up more and more of our county budget. And so it's important that we are investing in projects that are going to generate economic activity. One of those is tourism. We collect sales tax from the people that come here to visit our community, and we use that sales tax money to plow our streets, pave our roads, and maintain our parks. And that's why things like the Syracuse Nationals, Jazz Fest, the Frozen Dome Classic, which set an indoor hockey record of 30,715 fans, and the NCAA regionals are so important to us. The forecast from the Convention and Visitors Bureau is that the NCAA regionals will pump about $7.2 million into our economy for the one weekend that they're here. In addition, Destiny USA continues to pump sales tax into the county coffers. And what's even better is that their research is showing that the day passes that they sold, 60% of those day passes were sold to people who came from more than 50 miles away. That's very good news for us.